Imagine a world where conversations don't just solve problems, but transform the people having them. This is the revolutionary premise behind Coach the Person, Not the Problem. While many leaders believe effective coaching is about asking perfect questions from a memorized list, true coaching magic happens when we shift focus from external issues to the person themselves. This approach, reflective inquiry, combines thoughtful observations with strategic questions to help people examine their thinking more deeply. Unlike traditional questioning that merely seeks answers, inquiry provokes insight by inviting people to explore their own mental patterns and discover solutions within themselves. When we coach the person rather than the problem, we tap into the middle brain where long-term memory resides. By drawing out people's prior knowledge and helping them examine their thinking, we facilitate insight-based learning, where they connect stored information in new ways, creating those powerful aha moments that permanently change perception. What makes this approach so powerful? John Dewey recognized that humans cannot transform their thinking alone. We need someone to disrupt our mental patterns by reflecting our thoughts back to us and questioning why we think the way we do. This external perspective helps us examine our stories objectively, revealing biases and assumptions we couldn't see on our own. Smart, accomplished people particularly benefit from this approach, as they're often masterful at rationalizing their opinions as facts and need someone to help them distinguish between the two. When we coach the person rather than the problem, we tap into the middle brain where long-term memory resides. By drawing out people's prior knowledge and helping them examine their thinking, we facilitate insight-based learning, where they connect stored information in new ways, creating those powerful aha moments that permanently change perception. Transformative coaching relies on five core practices: creating safety through genuine presence, asking powerful questions that challenge assumptions, working with the whole person, mind, body, and spirit, supporting behavioral experimentation, and cultivating in-the-moment self-observation skills. Active replay serves as a mirror where people objectively view their motivations and limiting beliefs. This practice involves summarizing key points and noting emotional shifts without interpretation. When people hear their words reflected back, they can identify blind spots in their thinking. Summarizing employs three techniques: recapping the issue, paraphrasing to assess meaning, and encapsulating major elements concisely. This isn't mere repetition, but helping people objectively observe their narratives. By noting subtle emotional changes, looking down, hesitating, changing tone, we can surface difficult feelings. Share these observations without fixing, then use compassionate curiosity to explore the underlying beliefs, fears, or conflicts. We each possess a network of interconnected stories that guide our daily navigation. These mental models shape how we interpret and respond to situations. Our significant life experiences, childhood memories, achievements, failures, and key relationships form the frame around these stories, creating our fundamental sense of identity and reality. Within this frame exists our contextual field, a tapestry of personal values, social needs, and cultural conditioning that defines our perception of right and wrong. This field filters new experiences through layers of previous understanding. Our beliefs, biases, and assumptions create the stories directing our thoughts and actions. These mental frameworks operate like a computer's operating system, running silently yet determining how we process information and make decisions. They influence everything from career choices to relationships. Effective coaching works from the inside out, examining these elements at different levels, exploring how our stories formed, what sustains them, and how they might limit our potential. For insights to become actionable, people must verbalize what they've learned. When revelations occur, indicated by a slight smile, gasp, or look of shock, coaches should provide space for processing, then ask, "What just happened? What are you seeing now?" This articulation helps lock the new understanding into place. Once people articulate an insight related to their desired outcome, it's time to transform awareness into action by asking, "What will you do now? By when? What could get in the way? What support or resources will help? When people verbally share their intentions, these become promises they're more likely to fulfill. Even if someone needs time to process their revelation, ask them to commit to at least one concrete step to ensure forward movement. Before ending a conversation, ask them to summarize their journey from start to finish, acknowledging important shifts they might have missed, and recognizing their own contributions to the process. Maintaining clear direction throughout coaching conversations is essential, as revelations without defined outcomes lack practical value. The challenge comes in adapting when initial goals evolve during exploration of deeper beliefs. Like freestyle rap, coaching requires structure at beginning and end while allowing creative flow between. Coaches help clarify what people truly want beyond immediate problems, cutting through emotional fog to articulate genuine desires. While clients often begin by describing problems, the coach uncovers what achieving these would actually provide. Someone claiming to want balance might actually be feeling unfulfilled or unappreciated. As coaching removes layers of beliefs and protective armor, outcomes naturally shift. The coach must track these changes, ensuring clients consciously choose their direction. Shifts may occur in outcome orientation, relationship to it, or achievement timeline. Horizontal coaching accepts the initial outcome and creates plans to achieve it, while vertical coaching expands awareness by exploring limiting beliefs, often transforming both beliefs and outcomes. True receiving means taking in everything someone offers with complete presence and openness. Unlike everyday listening that serves your own needs, collecting data, forming responses, or problem solving, receiving focuses on creating genuine connection through total acceptance of what is being shared. This active process requires heightened sensory awareness on multiple levels, noticing your own internal reactions, tuning into emotional undercurrents, and accessing all three processing centers, brain, heart, and gut. The brain processes logical content and language patterns, the heart picks up emotional resonance and relationship dynamics, the gut provides instinctive sensing of what's truly important beneath the surface story. When these three centers align, you can receive information holistically. Even experienced coaches who believe they're non-judgmental still experience bias. To release judgment, first, accept that we are judgmental beings. Notice when you're feeling judgment without self-criticism, question your assumptions, release your need to be right, and cultivate genuine curiosity about people. The impact of coaching extends far beyond professional conversations. Many practitioners find that coaching transforms their personal interactions, making them more present and interested in others rather than being know-it-alls. Organizations that invest in coaching culture report increased employee engagement as the number one benefit, leading to decreased absenteeism, lower turnover, and quicker adaptation to change. In our divided world, coaching brings people together, giving hope to those who are overwhelmed, stressed, or angry by reminding them of their purpose and power to move forward. By focusing on the person rather than the problem, we create space for transformation that extends far beyond solving immediate challenges. The next time you're tempted to offer advice or solve someone's problem, pause and consider. What if instead of fixing their situation, you helped them see it differently? What if you became the mirror that reflects back their thinking, the space that allows new connections to form, and the presence that believes in their capacity to find their own answers? This shift from problem solver to thought partner might be the most powerful gift you can offer another human being.